Welcome to the Future of Supply Chain podcast, where we explore strategies and insights to supply chain, operations, and inventory planning. Join us as we talk to the brightest minds in the supply chain, planning, and operations space to bring you industry-leading knowledge. We'll uncover what's working in the retail space and explore solutions to common inventory challenges. And most importantly, we'll cover what the future of supply chain holds, a future that is in our very own hands. I'm your host, Divya Bade from Fuse Inventory, a female-founded inventory planning software powering the future of commerce. Today, I want to talk to you about the S&OP process. Maybe you've heard of it, sales and operations planning. If you haven't heard of it or just weren't always sure what it entailed, then this episode is for you. We're going to talk about what it is, who's using it, why it's important, and how you can use it to improve your business. S&OP, sales and operations planning. It's basically a process to align the entire business. It ensures that you can meet the needs of your customer in the most profitable way. Does it sound overwhelming? Well, it is. It doesn't have to be, though. It can actually be laid out in five critical steps. The first one is to generate historical data. Now, the reason I'm saying generate and not gather is because if you don't have it, it's best to figure out a way to make it. Let's say, for example, you haven't always tracked inventory levels. I've been there. But because sales are so dependent on what you have to sell, you can't fully understand history unless you include this metric. So how do you figure out the details that you're missing? In this example that I gave, I went back and traced invoices which noted the amount on order. I tied that back to the timing of the receipt, the timing of sales, which luckily I did have, and basically I did a whole lot of math to figure out what we could have possibly owned to generate the revenue that we did. Now, I don't recommend that method, but if you're in a bind, just know that there are ways to get information you otherwise thought you didn't have. You just have to be a little creative. And just know that when I say historical data, I don't just mean revenue and inventory. I also mean qualitative information. What happened in the business? Ask yourself, what marketing initiatives were in place? Were any of them new or repeated? What products were introduced? What was going on in the supply chain? These are all important things that should be documented in a business. And if you don't have it, I highly recommend you start. You don't need to be perfect at the start, just begin. A spreadsheet, a notebook, a calendar, anything is good enough to start. And when the time is right, you can put a better system in place. Once you've had a chance to look back, you're ready for the next step. You might have guessed it. It's to look forward. Step two in this process is to create a plan for demand. Know that this is a collaborative process with input from stakeholders across multiple areas. You'll need to know, of course, what the current and future product assortment is, with prices, costs, constraints, all the good stuff. Know what you're capable of from a production standpoint. Any thoughts the business has on marketing or new sales channels? Include those too. Strategy, partnerships, regional expansion, consider all the things. And again, you might not have it. And that's also a part of this process. You have to start putting it in place. If you're in an operations role, you know the significance of planning. But unfortunately, not all areas of a business are set up that way. They should be, but they aren't always. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Unless you're a senior executive, it might not be your responsibility to put it into place. Oftentimes, those who need the inputs can influence the business to put them in place. But this is something that management should really be responsible for. And if you happen to be management, then yeah, it might be your responsibility to put this in place, but we'll get to that later. So create a plan for demand. Understand what the customer wants. What does profitability demand? How much revenue and margin do you need to bring in order to exceed your goals? That's right, I said exceed. You should always have a plan in place for meeting a stretch goal. Some businesses consider this scenario planning. It'll help you in the step to have a sense of good better, and best. The third step is consolidation. Of course, once you have a plan, you're going to want to share that plan. Review it, check it once, check it twice. And eventually, you and your colleagues will land on a version that makes sense for everyone. Once you have this alignment, your next step is to execute. You're going to want to have a plan for execution. That's where we dive further into each area of the business. Does each respective contributor of this plan have a roadmap in place for how they're going to get there? If not, you better start putting one in place. If you're thinking this is a lot of processes and plans and roadmaps, then you're most likely in a position where there isn't a designated person to do this. Keep listening. We're getting there. Before we do, let's wrap this up and talk about the last step of the S&OP process, which is review. A plan's purpose is to serve as a destination, one that you may or may not get to, but you'll only know and can only be successful if you consciously check in to see where you are. This review should happen ideally every 1 to 3 months, but at the very minimum, every 6 months. If you're just starting out, you might be spending your time on setting yourself up to have a successful S&OP process. So don't worry if it's a work in progress. It's better to start now than never. Do it as often as you can for what makes sense for your business. And eventually, once the momentum is there, you'll get to that monthly review cadence. So now that you understand what S&OP is, a critical process to ensure the quantifiable success of a business, the next step is to understand who it's for. And the short answer is, it's for everyone. Just about. Leaders in your business from supply chain, operations, to finance, marketing, sales, and even product should be involved in this process. And of course, inventory planning, wherever that falls in your business. And in terms of who's using this process company-wise, it's really any company that's been successful and has been around. Oftentimes, starting out, you may not have the need to put this in place, but I highly encourage you to if you plan to grow your team in the near future. You should start putting this in place today. And when I say you, I mean you, the CEO, the leader of the business. Some people may try to designate a project manager to integrate this into the business. And while that may work, in order for this process to be successful, you still need someone who can be the final decision maker and hold people accountable. You, the CEO, the leader, are that person. Even if you're under a 5-person business, it might seem unnecessary. Trust me, even the simplest version of this process is better than having nothing. And if you want to be a leaner, meaner, fighting machine, then you're definitely going to need it. So far we've covered both what S&OP is and who's involved. You may have guessed by now why it's important, but let's dive into a few examples to really drive this point home. Let's say a big department store approaches you because you're a new and trendy brand. They want to feature your brand in their store. Usually these start out as test runs before the big rollout. But either way, you're going to want to know if that's an initiative that you can support. Do you have the inventory? Does it make sense given your current priorities? What if your factory just got shut down because of COVID? And that puts a strain on your other sales channels. What risk does that pose to your overall profitability as a business? In order to answer these and similar questions in the best way possible, you're going to need an S&OP process. In fact, you might already have a process in place to answer these questions. And guess what? It actually probably is an S&OP process. It's just a matter of identifying all the different areas and making sure that every stakeholder is included and all are being run efficiently. So where do we actually begin? For starters, I'd recommend putting the onus on the respective team leaders to put the process in place in order to help them create a plan and gather historical data over time. This might take a while given the priorities of their role and their team, but make sure you stay adamant about the timeline that you are working towards. Give them a minimum of 1 month and know that anything over 6 is too long to wait. Once you feel confident in your team's ability to work on step 1 and 2, again, looking back and looking forward, then figure out the right format and ways to collaborate. At the end of the day, each stakeholder might come to the table with their own team's interest in mind, but it's up to you as the business leader to encourage thinking on behalf of the best interest of the organization. Put the interest on them to understand what's best for the business so they can align their North Star with yours. After all, with alignment, all things are possible. That's it for our episode today. I hope you learned something new about the right processes your business should be following for optimal profitable customer satisfaction. If you'd like to hear more about meeting demand, you can check out our other episodes or check out our blog at fuseinventory.com/blog, where we dive in on industry-leading tactics to help you succeed in your business. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of our podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Fuse Inventory, an inventory planning solution for the digital age. Fuse centralizes inventory sales and procurement data to generate a predictive forecast and inventory replenishment plan to help brands scale their supply chain. If you'd like to learn more, please visit fuseinventory.com or follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Plan less and do more with Fuse Inventory.